Hi, it's Mackenzie, and this is the Mills Fast Brief. Welcome to season two. This is episode two. I'm so grateful to be able to do season two and to be able to kind of dive into this different part of the Mills Fast Brief. I hope you guys enjoyed episode one. If you haven't, definitely check it out and check out season one. Little week recap real quick. It's been pretty slow, honestly, which has been nice. I've been able to do a lot of work stuff and just stuff at home. I talk a lot about my personal trainer, Katie, and she runs Holy You Fitness, and swear by it, you guys. It is the best personal trainer, workout community, everything, and we have a lot of fun stuff coming up, so please check her out. I will tag her on the Instagram, give her a follow, and give her Facebook a follow, because that's where a lot of the fun information comes. If you are looking for a fitness forward kind of focus planner for 2022, shoot me a message and we will get you on the sign up page. And I'm just really excited for all that's to come with that. Cade's still on corporal course, and so we have been kind of dealing with that. And it's been fun to kind of see this different side of him. I feel like, I don't know if you guys agree, but I feel like when they go on courses, they kind of get like re-motivated, if that makes sense. So, I don't know. It just makes me kind of excited to see this different side of him and the different things that he gets excited about. They do a lot of courses about different things like life and military. And so he's come home and shared a lot of stuff, which makes me happy because I think one of the misconceptions is that the military kind of just like abandons you a lot of the time on certain things. And I feel like this course is really helping him learn really important values for time in the military, but then also time after. And so I feel like that's just really important as well. And yeah, that's pretty much what's happening. I'm hosting a baby shower on Saturday that I'm really excited for. And the Navy, I finally found the official day. I feel like everybody asked me, and I feel like I was giving like a week because that's like all I knew, but I finally found it online. The official Navy Public Affair Officer Board is October 25th. So if you are religious by any means, please send up some prayers for me until then, and specifically on that Monday. I really hope that the Navy is the path that God has entailed for me, and one can only hope. So we will see kind of what happens, and I will keep you guys updated. Today's episode is all about military balls, which sadly, I think some are getting canceled. We're still holding up to figure out if Cade's will be canceled or not, and I'm sure by the time this episode airs, it might be canceled. But it's all still very good information, and it's not anything that will change year to year, and so I think that is why I wanted to stick with it, no matter if the balls are getting canceled this year or not. And without further ado, here is my military episode about the ball. All right, so everything kind of with the balls. So I figured I would just start by talking about the different dates that normally the balls are held around, and it's because of the birthday. So to start, Army's birthday is June 14th, 1775, and their ball kind of centers around June 14th and the surrounding dates around that. Navy's is October 13th, so it just happened this week, so happy belated birthday, Navy. Marines is November 10th, 1775, as well as the Navy. The Air Force is September 18th, 1947, which I thought was pretty interesting that that date was very different. And then Coast Guards is August 4th, 1790, so, you know, 15 years after the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps were kind of created. And I think it's interesting that the Army was created, and then the Navy was, and then the Marines, and then later after the Air Force and the Coast Guard. And specifically in 1775, how the pattern went from Army, Navy, Marine. So I just thought it was interesting and really cool. So with military balls, I feel like there are a lot of questions and there's a lot of tips. And so I figured doing an episode about this would be fun. I could share my experience and experiences I've gathered from my friends and family that have gone to them. So I figured I would just start with kind of like the basic question and answers. So who goes? It really can be anyone. Obviously your service member, but who they bring really doesn't matter. Sometimes I've even seen service members bring their parents, obviously their spouse or their significant other, sometimes friends, or you can go single. But a lot of times people that are higher up as well will invite their whole family. Or if you really want your parents to go, I know that there's sometimes if there's extra tickets, you're able to get them tickets. So it kind of just depends. But anyone is available to go as long as they have an active duty or even reservist, but they have a service member supporting them and kind of sponsoring them, if that's the right word. Next question, is it mandatory? I feel like that is a kind of double-edged question because it depends on your command. So you kind of have two scenarios. If they don't make it mandatory, then obviously that's kind of easy. Then you don't have to go if you don't want to. Then if they do make it mandatory, you have to go. But it's also very interesting that if you don't have a date and you don't want to go, you just get put on the working party, which means you just work the event. So my best advice would be to just go, even if you're going without a date, and to just go with your buddies, because I feel like working it would not be as fun and being part of the working party. But a lot of times the commands do make it mandatory, but it's not always. It's up to your command and kind of what they find is important. The next is the dress code, which I feel like is the most important thing. And if anybody has a guy like mine, they're very vague when you ask questions about things like, what do I wear? Who's going to be there? How should I look? You know? So I remember when Cade and me were engaged and we were going to our first ball, I had done a lot of research because, of course, he was like, just wear a nice dress. And I was like, that is like so vague in a women's dress code that you can't just like say that, you know? So here's the biggest things. It's formal. It's very, very formal. They will be in their dress blue alphas, which means they have all of their medals, and very, like, the most thing you can think of formal, like in military. So like black tie weddings is the same thing as the ball for weddings or for military. So definitely focus on being as formal as you can. Another thing that I think is very important, and if you're listening, I don't know how you feel about this, but this is my opinion, and I think it's very important to be stated, do not wear a short dress. Do not wear a short dress. And I don't care who tells you, you can wear whatever dress you can. You just can't. It's not an option. I'm sorry. You have to wear a long dress. And I know you might be asking why, and it's just because that is the thing. This is not prom where it's cool if you don't follow what everybody else is doing. This is a military ball and it's going to matter, and specifically it's going to matter to your service member if you are not falling in line, in a sense. You know, military is all uniform, so if you're sticking out in some bright orange tutu short dress, not going to be good for you. I don't care what anybody says, this is not the time to stick out. Some people might say to stick out, absolutely not. They are leading you down the wrong path. Because I think another thing that's really important when it comes to the dressing, and some people might be annoyed that people feel this way, but it's just the honest truth, you are representing your service member. And specifically with having their higher ups and their command there, you are representing their name. Whether you're married or not, you are representing them. And by wearing certain things that would draw attention specifically to a higher ups in the command is not a good idea. And it's not what your service member wants. Then another thing is kind of when you're deciding what dress to wear, obviously choose long, like please, just trust me, please wear a long dress, is how much skin you're going to show, you know, like how revealing it's going to be, what it's going to kind of like what the cut is in the chest area, if it's going to have sleeves or not, things like that. The best advice that I've ever been given is if you're standing in front of the mirror and you're looking at it and you say, is this too much skin? The answer is always yes. If you have to ask, then you should err on the side of caution and not wear it or wear a cover up. Just because if you have to think about how military view things, nothing that they wear is revealing and everything is very uniform. And so if you're kind of stepping out of line and having your boobs out, well, might be fine if you're going to dinner, but in front of higher ups in command, it's just looked down upon. And it's not that that's like right or wrong in like societal viewpoints. It's just the honest truth. And I would rather someone tell it to you than not tell it to you. And then you'd be like, well, why did my service member get mad at me? Or why were people saying things to him? Or, you know, and stuff like that. So just err on the side of caution and dress in the most comfortable, cute, long, formal thing you can wear, and you'll be all good. Next thing with kind of hair and makeup, make it formal and make it nice. I hate wearing makeup, but I wear it to the ball because it's important to look your best for the ball, and I really do believe that. I'm not saying go pay $400 for your hair and makeup to be done, but at least have it look done. The messy look is not ideal for the ball, just because you have to think about how the military view everything. And in reality, their commands are kind of expecting them to look that same way. So that's just my advice. Take it or leave it. But I promise it will be better for you not to stick out at the ball. Sticking out the ball is like not good. You know, sometimes it is good to stick out. The ball is not the time. The next question is always asked, and I kind of talked about it, like, is it like a prom? The feel after the ceremony and after dinner is served is a lot like the prom. They play the same songs. Cupid Shuffle, Cha-Cha Slide, all those kind of things. The beginning portion is nothing like a prom because you're doing all of the military celebratory things, the cutting of the cake, the speeches, the recognition, like all that kind of stuff, which is great. And that is my other big advice. Stay seated. You don't get up until like everybody else is getting up. Never be the first person to get up. Never be the first person to leave, because it's so important and it can come across as disrespectful if you leave during certain things. So just don't. But it's very important to realize that the beginning part will feel very intimidating, and it will be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And oh, this and that, and be quiet and things like that. But at the end, it's going to feel exactly like a prom. And once the drinks start flowing and you start dancing and the shoes come off, you're going to be like, I cannot believe I'm dancing next to like a first sergeant type thing. You know, so that's kind of the fun thing about it. So here are some pro tips when it comes to the ball. My first big advice is to eat before you go to the ball. Heaven, please help you eat before you go to the ball. We were supposed to, and we had all these room service issues, and it was this whole debacle. It was awful. Food takes a while because you have the cocktail hour, which normally doesn't have food, and then you have all the ceremony things and the speeches, and it could possibly be 7:30, 8 o'clock before you're served dinner, and you're going to be starving, and you don't want your stomach to be rumbling, and you don't want to be in a bad mood. You don't want to be hangry. So definitely eat before. It'd be one of my biggest advices, and it would be so helpful for you and your significant other to not be mad at each other because you're hangry. So definitely eat before. Don't pack snacks though. Like, don't bring any in. That won't look good. But just definitely eat before, or like while you're getting ready type thing. The next thing is to be expected to, if you are a guest, is to possibly have alone time. You never know who's going to be there, or who they're going to see, or if they're going to have to go help somebody or go answer something, or, you know, things like that. So be prepared that there might be some periods that you're alone. Kind of correlating to this, talk to your significant other before going to the ball about expectations and kind of what you realize. Sometimes I think with boys, they don't realize that they need to like introduce, or that you need, like, it's weird for you to like pipe up, you know, because you're the guest and they're the ones that know people. Because in reality, you might not know anybody, and they know these people, they go to work with them. And so I definitely would suggest talking to them before, saying like, hey, when we go during cocktail hour, like, please, if somebody comes up to you, like, please introduce me, like, please involve me in the conversation. Even if I'm not talking, please let it know that like I'm there and that they should address me as well type thing, just so that you can feel more included. Even if you're not talking in the conversation about whatever they're talking about, I think it feels better to be addressed and to realize that like you are there and not just standing there and everyone's like thinks you're a ghost type thing. And then this is another thing that's really helpful. If you can know and meet a spouse or two before you go, or at least somebody that you know at the ball, so that you aren't completely alone, or you have someone to chat with that you've talked to once or twice before, it makes a whole difference, you guys, like a really, really big difference if you can know at least a few familiar faces. Because there's going to be a lot of people that you don't know, and these are people that they work with every single day. These are people that they know so well, and if spouse events aren't really big, or you don't attend as many, or things like that, finding friends can sometimes be hard in your husband's unit. But I would really suggest, or wife, sorry, I don't mean to say that, your spouse's unit, that it's really important to at least know like a familiar face or two, just so that you have people to talk to, especially if the guys are taking group photos, or if the girls are taking group photos, you know, things like that. My next thing, kind of like I talked a little bit real quick about, again, stay seated. Don't ever be the first person to get up. Wait for like the rest of the room to get up and then get up type thing. There will be drinking, and I think it's really important to just state that you're going to be around your significant others, higher ups in their command, and their friends. So just control yourself and be aware of your surroundings. Most people I know will possibly get drunk at the ball, but I think it's a lot better of an idea to get drunk at the bar after or to the wherever you're gonna go after the ball versus doing it at the ball where there are people that you're gonna have to see come Monday morning. The next thing is, I think it's really fun to plan a trip around the ball. A lot of times the balls, depending on where you're at, are a little bit farther of a location than where the base is located. So for Pendleton, they're either in San Diego, Temecula, Palm Springs, Vegas. And so plan a trip, get the hotel because there are hotel discounts most of the time wherever the ball is being held. And so I would totally recommend, if you can, in your budget, to plan a trip around it. Luckily, you normally know about the ball pretty well in advance if you want to start budgeting as soon as you find out. And then they give out the discounts a little bit sooner, closer to the ball. But if you have that money set aside, it will be perfect. But it's so fun to plan a trip around the ball. You have this extra time. Normally, they give you a 72 or a 96, and it's so much fun. One of our favorite trips was in Vegas for the ball. We went to Cirque du Soleil and we went out to eat, and it was just so much fun. The ball was fun, but like doing all those other activities in Vegas was just as fun, just as much fun, excuse me. And so I think it's definitely something that people should try and do if they can. Make it a weekend. If you have kids, ask somebody to come watch your kids so that you can have that fun and then you're able to, go and do stuff after the ball and do stuff before and, things like that. My last tip that I'm going to end on is about dresses. So for significant others and wives, this is really important. There's a lot of dress fairs on military bases, and they have hundreds of dresses on these racks that you can go look through. So definitely talk to your FRO, which is your family readiness officer, about if there is a dress fair or if there's people giving away the dresses so that you don't have to fork out a lot of money. Because that's the biggest thing. Don't spend that much money. It's one night. Borrow from a friend. Don't go broke. It's just not worth it. And I know it's important to feel pretty and things like that. So that's why my advice is to utilize these different resources. And then the Facebook pages, like we've talked about on so many of the episodes, there are tons of resale pages, spouse pages, ball pages, all that kind of stuff where you're able to, people will sell them a lot and then you're able to buy them cheaper. And sometimes people will even rent them, which is even better because then you're not paying for the entire dress, you're just paying for the weekend and to dry clean it type thing. And so make sure that you try to utilize those resources. I wore an old prom dress once, an old bridesmaid's dress. Like, it's so easy, and it's so worth it because then you're not stressed about what dress you're gonna wear. The only thing coming with dresses is some people stay to coordinate the colors and some people don't. I say to each their own. I've always tried to coordinate, but I don't think it's like end of day, like you have to. The only thing I would say is just stick away from very out there colors, purple, orange, yellow, green. Stick to like primary colors besides yellow. So stick to just like military colors, neutrals, stuff like that. And overall, the ball is really fun. I would encourage anybody to go if they have the opportunity. It'll be interesting to see if I get into the Navy, how different the Navy versus the Marine Corps balls are. And see what happens with that. I hope you guys enjoyed episode two. I hope it was informational and that you're able to experience a ball. I hope that COVID will get the heck out of here so that we can start having fun at the balls, and fingers crossed that our ball does not get canceled. Well, this is so ironic because I had to hop on here to record this last segment because our ball got canceled this week and I had already recorded and planned to do a ball episode. I do know that some people still have their balls and I think it kind of just changes and depend on the command, but ours did cancel. So I'm really sad because it might be the last Marine Corps ball that we'll ever get to go to. So I'm glad that we got to at least go to one together and experience that together. I hope this episode was very informational and that you guys were able to gather something and learn more about the balls. I hope I was able to answer any questions, and if not, just reach out. Next week, I'm really excited for the episode. I had a military spouse reach out and ask if I'll do an episode on this topic. So stay tuned for next Friday. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next Friday.